Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Hi, everyone. This is Rose Colombo, the Rose. And yes, I am here for you. And I'm here to tell you my truth and my opinions and my analysis as a longtime advocate for justice who survived injustices and helped others around the country survive injustices, and I hope that Judge Kavanaugh will be able to survive this injustice. The letter is the most important piece of evidence, and it should be examined by the FBI and forensic experts. After all, it is the Democrats who called for further FBI investigation. So to be fair, it should also involve everyone involved. It's my understanding, to the best of my ability, that a letter that was marked confidential, sent by Dr. Christine Beasley Ford, a psychologist, may or may not be legally binding because it alleges a crime as far as confidentiality goes. And it's my understanding, to the best of my ability, that whenever a crime is committed and a person, especially a person in a federal position, has knowledge of such a crime, the confidentiality can be set aside, according to what I've been told by many lawyers over the years. And I learned that the hard way myself. I also thought that if you mark a letter confidential, it was confidential to the person addressed, but apparently it all depends on certain criteria. So, whenever a person writes a letter alleging a crime, even if it's marked confidential, allegedly it can be turned over to the law authorities, such as the police, a district attorney, or the FBI. And it would appear that if it was a allegation against a high-ranking official, that it probably would have to be turned over to the FBI and the White House, or the White House would turn it over to the FBI. So something's very wrong with our Senate committee hearing related to Dr. Christine Beasley Ford and Judge Brett Kavanaugh. The letter is very important. The reason it's very important is because I believe, in my opinion, that the FBI should interview Senator Dianne Feinstein. And the reason they should interview Senator Feinstein is because she's the person that Dr. Ford sent her letter to, marked a confidential, alleging a serious crime against Kavanaugh. And she made the decision, that Senator Feinstein, to hold the letter since last July and conceal it from the GOP senators and the chairman Mr. Grassley, Senator Grassley. He was the senator during these hearings involving Dr. Ford versus Judge Kavanaugh. So I believe that the letter should be turned over to the FBI, who then should request forensic experts to certify if there have been any alterations on the letter. Is there any fonts that are different? Is there any alteration at all of that letter that was handed to Senator Grassley, the chair of the Senate committee? And I think the FBI should also investigate the content, the authenticity, any of those alterations that may or may not have occurred on that particular letter that was handed to Senator Grassley right before the hearings commenced and right before the testimony of Dr. Ford and Judge Kavanaugh, which shocked the nation and the GOP senators that Senator Feinstein has sat on this letter and waited till the last hour to hand it over. I also think that the senator should have presented that letter that Senator Feinstein handed to Senator Grassley and asked the accuser, Dr. Ford, if that was her original letter and did she write every word on that letter. Because Dr. Ford stated under oath that she did not give permission to Senator Feinstein to leak the letter to the press. And that's why she marked it confidential. Nonetheless, the letter got leaked to the press. It had to be Senator Feinstein or her staff, because they are the only ones who were sitting on the letter and knew about the letter until the last hour when she handed over the letter to Senator Grassley. But the letter was not examined by forensic experts. And the letter was not presented to Dr. Ford to see if it was her original authentic letter or if there were alterations made to her letter, which would be for the protection of Senator Feinstein, her staff, and Dr. Ford. She should have known what was on that letter before the hearings commenced or during the hearings while she was under oath, in my opinion. Senator Feinstein recommended a lawyer, Dr. Ford, and she admitted that under oath. But Senator Feinstein, who spoke with Judge Kavanaugh, did not inform Judge Kavanaugh or the GOP senators that she recommended a lawyer to Dr. Ford. So was it McCabe's lawyer or was it Attorney Katz, who is a Democratic activist, and she is part of the Democratic resistance movement and anti-Trump and anti-conservative. So also, Senator Dianne Feinstein's husband, Richard Bloom, is a regent of the Palo Alto University, where Dr. Ford is a professor. Now, that is a huge conflict of interest, and that should have been brought up in the hearing, in my opinion. She should have been asked about that, and Senator Feinstein should have been asked about it, because that is a huge conflict of interest, in my opinion. And one of Dr. Ford's attorneys is alleged to be an attorney, a former FBI agent, McCabe. So, also a supporter of the Clintons, according to news reports. So, the prosecutor said that basically they believe that Judge Kavanaugh telling the truth, because she said that she would not prosecute him based on the answers that were asked during the hearing. And she is the prosecutor that asked the question, is a credible, well-credentialed, seasoned, experienced, one of the best specialists and prosecutors when it comes to sexual abuses. And the Democrats became unhinged and ignored and disrespected her opinion. It may not play well in the media. Republicans need to outright call out Dr. Ford by asking the FBI to ask her about the letter. They need to show that letter to Dr. Ford and ask her if that was the original letter that she handed or mailed to Senator Feinstein, and if that was the same letter that was handed to Senator Grassley. It appears to me that the FBI should investigate who leaked the letter and who talked to the newspaper journalist or sent the letter to the newspaper journalist who wrote the article and leaked it in the newspaper to the general public without any corroboration. So the letter was in the hands of Senator Feinstein and her staff. So the FBI could request all the texts, faxes, phone calls, emails, mail, meetings that the journalist had with Senator Feinstein's office, any of her staff, Dr. Ford. They could actually go into her computer on the time frame to find out who leaked the information, if they really were going to do a thorough investigation on both sides of the aisle, not just targeting Judge Kavanaugh. But will they do that? Probably not. Because what if it was Senator Feinstein who sat on the letter for about a month? And at the last hour, before the hearings and testimony from Dr. Christine Beasley Ford and Judge Kavanaugh, dropped the bomb. She dropped that letter on Senator Grassley and the GOP senators and the nation to our surprise. So was this pre-planned? We don't know. She says it was confidential and that's why she withheld it. But on the other hand, if there's a crime alleged, then wasn't it her obligation to turn it over to the White House because it involved a federal judge and serious allegations for the White House to turn it over to the FBI at that point and to notify the GOP senators and Chairman Grassley that an investigation was going to go on before the hearings? That's how it appears it should have been to me. So, that's my opinion. So, I don't know if it was pre-planned and they were going to use the word confidential to withhold it until the last moment. But it is interesting that Senator Feinstein's husband, Richard Bloom, is a regent of the Palo Alto University where Dr. Ford is a professor. So that's a huge conflict of interest that was not exposed. And the question should have been, Dr. Feinstein, know Dr. Ford prior to the hearing, prior to receiving the letter? Did her husband know Dr. Ford prior to Senator Dianne Feinstein receiving the letter? Did she discuss it with her husband? And did they attend any social events together or educational meetings or a luncheon, political events, These are all questions that never got asked and never got answered. Nothing is as it appears on the surface. So, Dr. Christine B. Lee Ford stated in her letter that she was in the mid-Atlantic on vacation and she would be back in California. So apparently she admits in the letter that she does fly in planes. Yet in her statements to the Senate under oath, she said she was terrified of flying on a plane and her friends had to talk her into getting on the plane to fly to D.C. to hearings. She also admitted that her attorneys must have withheld the information to her that Senator Grassley offered the Senate to come to her if she feared flying to D.C. and that they would conduct business over in California. However, Dr. Beasley Ford is also seen in Washington, D.C., even though she lives in California, in a photograph at an anti-Trump protest with a pink hat on. She admitted during the hearings that she does fly to Delaware to visit her family, and she vacations in Hawaii and Costa Rica. So why did she mislead the senators into believing she is terrified of flying in airplanes, and therefore she wasn't sure she would attend the D.C. hearings, and her friends had to talk her into getting on the plane? She vacations, and she visits family, and she flies in a plane. So, if someone's willing to mislead the Senate, and she forgot that she wrote that she was on vacation in the mid-Atlantic and would be allegedly flying home from vacation to speak with Senator Feinstein about the letter, then where's her credibility? And she didn't, and nor did Senator Feinstein, reveal that Senator Feinstein's husband is a region of the Palo Alto University where Dr. Ford is a professor. I would think those would be very, very important facts. Perhaps something happened to Dr. Christine Beasley Ford 35 years ago, nearly four decades ago, and it is difficult to remember what exactly happened that long ago, of course. And, of course, we feel sorry for her if something happened to her 35 years ago or 40 years ago, whatever it was. But, unfortunately, it's without witnesses that she named who stated that they do not remember such a party or such an incident. It is without corroboration and facts. Why should Judge Kavanaugh be the target of the Democrats' anger because Hillary Clinton lost the election in 2016 and they lost the House and the Senate? They are very, very angry, apparently. Is this a political delay requesting an FBI investigation and attempting to use Senator Flake to target only Judge Kavanaugh and not the accuser? But unfortunately, that didn't happen. In the 1 week FBI investigation they're requesting. Well, they ignored the letter, its contents, possible having been altered with different fonts on the letter, and not offering the letter to the FBI for forensic examination to see if Dr. Ford's letter had been altered without her knowledge or Senator Feinstein's knowledge. This is information that is very important to this case. The senators could have asked Ms. Ford if she read the letter when she was under oath and if she wrote the letter exactly as it is typed. I think that is so important. I would want to see the letter if I was under oath to make sure that what the senators in the GOP were reading and to make sure that that was the letter I actually wrote. The GOP senators could do any examination of the letter by the FBI or forensics. They could not do it before the hearing, But they could do it now that there's an FBI investigation allegedly being opened for a week, because Senator Feinstein sat on that letter to the last hour since last July, when the Democrats wanted to stop Judge Kavanaugh from being confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court, and they refused to cooperate with Senator Grassley, refused to question Judge Kavanaugh during the hearing. And they even walked out many times, which is so unprofessional, so immature, and sends a really bad message to the rest of the world. The GOP senators cooperated with the Democrats' request for that one-week extension, as I said. And even though the FBI said they investigated Judge Kavanaugh six times, how many people have ever been investigated six times by the FBI and closed the case? Senator Grassley repeated that. GOP senators repeated it and read it, that the FBI closed the case. In 53 years, they couldn't find one female, and Judge Kavanaugh worked with many, many females, elevating them into their careers. And in 53 years, they couldn't find one female who ever made one comment, even a comment, that Judge Kavanaugh would ever do such a thing and disrespect a female. So this is really, really serious, because a man's reputation, his family, his lifetime career is on the line. So Senator Lindsey Graham has stood up for decency and morality, which is what all public servants are supposed to do, and show respect to both parties. Whether you are accused or not accused, you deserve presumption of innocence and due process of law. You don't deserve mob rule and senators stating he's guilty and we're not even going to bother to listen to the testimony because he's guilty. That is mob rule. That is how people get hung. That is how people go to their death. That is how people end up in a jail cell, even if they're 100% innocent. And yet these same people are crying out that minorities aren't getting justice. So is this revenge against a white male? I don't know. I'm just asking. Well, the senator says, the FBI has told me we don't know how to help you. We don't know where to go. We don't know who, what town to go to. We don't know what month to look at. We're not even sure about the year, Graham told Fox News Martha McCallum. That's what the FBI says. There's no case. In order to conduct an investigation, the FBI would need actual facts. That is something they do not have in this case. Graham actually chastised the Democrats, particularly Senator Dianne Feinstein, who sat on the letter since last July, and for holding the letter back for so long. Graham asked, if you really wanted an investigation, why didn't you tell us in July when you first got the accusation? Why weren't we allowed to show the letter to Dr. Ford to make sure that this letter was authentic and exactly in its original form as she wrote it? And why couldn't it be sent to the FBI to make sure it hadn't been altered to be leaked? Somebody was handling that letter. And they could have altered it, whoever leaked it, and that should be part of the investigation. Had they really only had this woman's interest at heart, the information would have been revealed as soon as Ford had sent the initial letter. According to numerous reports, the FBI has stated prior, even if the information had been provided earlier, though, it would not have made any difference. Simply put, there are far too many holes in her story, Dr. Ford's story, to grant an investigation. We are not, and I'm saying this, we are not a nation of mob rule. We are a nation of the rule of law. Where are the Democrats going with this trampling on the Constitution, on their sworn duties, and their job duties to be respectful to people who are accused of serious crimes, and to presume their innocence unless the facts are in and prove otherwise? So every female that accuses someone of sexual harassment in politics is innocent, and if it's a female, that's crazy. So Graham actually addressed that very issue. I've been a lawyer all my life. You couldn't get a warrant based on this allegation, Graham said. Watching Ford's testimony, it appears as Democrats have gone overboard to make this woman seem as frail as possible, when in fact she's capable of flying all over the country. This is what I'm saying, not Graham, not Senator Graham. This is what the Rose is saying. If you can jet around on vacations to go surfing in Costa Rica and fly around to vacations and surfing in Hawaii, visiting your family and friends over in Delaware, marching anti-Trump anti-Trump protests in D.C., then jetting back and forth to California, I think you are stronger than we're hearing about. And he also said, however, she has already contradicted the facts on several occasions, such as how long her polygraph test took. So not only the airplane flight, but the polygraph, which is not even acceptable in a court of law. A polygraph is not acceptable in a court of law. It is not considered evidence because polygraphs can be manipulated, believe it or not. Ask an FBI agent about polygraphs. You can also read about it online. So the Democrats, who are apparently angry, so angry they can't even control themselves, professional manner at a hearing and give everyone a fair hearing. Thank God they aren't judges. They can't even give a judge a fair hearing. They plan, it says, the Democrats, to impeach Judge Kavanaugh if he's confirmed. And that was said by former Hillary aide. He will not serve for life. Well, I think the American people will be watching that very closely, as we are watching the Democrats very closely now, because they are so angry and so mean-spirited and so cruel that it just makes our bodies just shake from fear of them ever getting control of the Senate or the House or the Oval Office with another slipped-in man who admitted twice he was born in Kenya, and his bio published says he was born in Kenya, and they never properly vetted a president of the United States in 2008 or 2009 or as a senator. They never properly researched his credentials. They didn't care about his past, his background, and they didn't care about Bill Clinton's womanizing allegations for 40 plus years, but they do care about Judge Kavanaugh's yearbook. And the one party he states he has no recollection of, it was not there, he's adamant about it, and yet we have than believing a story that even the FBI says has holes, discrepancies, there's no facts to investigate. So go figure. Be sure to vote red. Be sure to vote for Republicans. Continue to happen and continue to happen to every person who is a conservative, a Republican, a pro-lifer, a patriot, a constitutionalist, who believes in sovereignty, who believes in secure borders, who believes in ICE and Border Patrol detaining and deporting all of these people who don't belong in our country and forcing us to pay for their living expenses and Obamacare, and most of them are standing and chanting. They will not stand for the national anthem. They are not here to assimilate. They are here to overpopulate, dominate, infiltrate, invade, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the left will continue to kill off the future natural-born babies through mandated taxpayer-funded abortions and force Americans, even who believe it's against their morality or against their religious beliefs, to kill babies by abortion, scissors, stabbing them in the head. Future natural-born Americans, 70 million of them, who should be here with us defending our country, are not here. They're using them as an assembly line of human capital to use for human, as human commodities for human capital, for big profit, so they can drive their Lamborghini Jetta belt to Costa Rica and Hawaii and surf and march in D.C. against the conservative movement as they continue to threaten not only the nominees who have an impeccable record most of their lives, or all of their lives. We're all humans. We make mistakes, as if they've never made a mistake in their lives or as teenagers. It's totally ridiculous and shameful. God bless you. God bless America. This is the Rose signing off, and that was my comment on Judge Kavanaugh versus Dr. Beasley Ford. So stay happy, stay healthy, and God bless you.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.